From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Nuclear power is set to make a major comeback in North America. The Bush administration recently pushed a plan through Congress that grants as much as $15 billion in federal aid to jumpstart nuclear power plant construction in the United States. And now in Canada, the provincial government of Ontario has just announced it will spend $40 billion to upgrade old atomic power stations and build some new ones. Joining me from Ottawa now is Bob Carty. He's a senior journalist with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Steve.
So Canada eventually stopped building nuclear power plants in the 90s after building a lot of them in the 60s. Why have you guys changed your minds?
Well, a number of things happened since about 93 when the last power plant went up. It had huge cost overruns. You know, we're still paying on our electricity bills for the debt of $30 billion for that plant. So, yes, as you say, nuclear was out of favor. But since then, these things have happened. The economy boomed. Demand for electricity increased. The population is growing. At the same time, a previous conservative government cut conservation. So there are no gains happening there. So the current situation is that you have a reliance upon nuclear, hydro, and coal. And that's grown, actually, in recent years because there's been so many breakdowns at the CANDU nuclear reactors that we have here, bursting pipes, radiation leaks, and so on. Eight reactors had to be closed down to be repaired. Four of them are still closed down. And that meant generating more and more electricity with coal, which is very polluting, contributes about 25% of Ontario's entire greenhouse gases. And doctors say, actually, perhaps it kills about 1,500 people a year because of respiratory problems. So something had to be done to solve all those problems and to keep the lights on. I don't think any of this, though, you don't see a mention, Steve, in any of the documentation from the government about this being motivated in any sense by Kyoto.
So explain to me this Ontario plan financially. How much is the government going to spend on nuclear and how much on renewables and conservation?
Well, the government says this is a multi-year $60 billion plan. Of that, a good chunk, $40 billion, is going to build two new nuclear facilities and refurbish or repair four existing ones. And then they have another $20 billion or so to invest in conservation, to develop more hydroelectricity, to stimulate solar, wind, biomass electricity production. It's called a balanced plan by the Minister of Energy, Dwight Duncan, and here's a little tape from him.
We're looking at probably two new reactors, and that is a modest plan on the nuclear side, but it's a robust plan on renewables, on conservation, and on ensuring reliability as we move forward. Listen, if I had my druthers, it would be 100% hydroelectric. Nuclear power has an important role to play. We want to balance that with other sources of electricity. We believe that this plan will provide Ontario with a stable, reliable, affordable, competitive electricity system moving forward.
Now, he seems to be holding his nose a bit there on the nuclear power and likes hydro, so why doesn't he just go that way?
Well, it's complicated. There's only a certain amount of hydro resources left in Ontario. We have a long tradition in hydro generation. The big rivers in the south, think of the St. Lawrence, you think of Niagara, they're all dammed. There are rivers in the far north of Ontario, but this is a big province, and you lose a lot of power just in transmission from the north to the south. But one thing that's really ironic is that there could be a lot of hydro generation on a sort of micro scale, you know, very small rivers. There could also be a reversal of a previous decision. Earlier governments, conservative governments, concentrating so much on nuclear, shut down small river or medium-sized river dams. They took the generators out. Too costly, they said, to maintain them. So critics say that, you know, you could get quite a bit of power by putting turbines back in those existing rivers.
Now, how has the environmental community responded to this announcement?
Well, they say, first of all, that Ontario's commitment to shutting down the coal generation of electricity is a bit in doubt now. Originally, it was going to be shut down next year. Now it's put off at least 2 years, and who knows when there'll be new power in hand. So they're a bit concerned about that issue. But in terms of turning nuclear, the environmentalists say that all of Ontario's future needs could, in fact, be met by conservation and alternative generation. They say, look, California's done it. They've, in conservation, saved as much electricity as nuclear plants of Ontario generate. Here's Keith Stewart, Steve. Keith Stewart runs the climate change campaign at the World Wildlife Federation of Canada.
This is about a 20% growth in nuclear power from what we have right now online, and we actually are seeing that consumption will continue to grow, so it's not a conservation plan. A conservation plan means you use less, not you use more, and an effective nuclear strategy right now would be to phase out what we have as they come to the end of their life, because it's a technology that has gotten us into the problem we're in right now, so you shouldn't be looking at it as a way to dig yourself out.
Now, Bob, with this expansion of nuclear, how is Canada going to handle the nuclear waste?
Well, we have about 30,000 tons of highly radioactive waste since built up over since the 60s, Steve, and no disposal plan at all. In fact, a sort of satirical songwriter here says it's like putting up an outhouse without digging a hole.
Okay. But really, Bob, where is the waste right now then?
It's just sitting on site. It's at the nuclear plants. It's either in containers or sitting in heavy water tanks that are on the facility there, just waiting for a plan. There have been a lot of studies. They've dug into the Precambrian shield rock of Ontario and Manitoba. They've looked at different technologies, but they haven't made the investment. They haven't made the decision. They've put it off, for future generations to pay the cost.
Bob Carty's a senior journalist with the National Radio Network of Canada, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Thanks so much, Bob.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your iPod or other personal listening device. The address is loe.org. That's loe.org.